630 Chad, this morning podcast with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre.
So if you are going to enjoy, a green beer and maybe some shamrock shakes, or do they even make those anymore?
Oh, yeah. Somebody does.
Well, it's McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But they're mint or something?
There's some mint in there.
All right. So, of course, we will be giving away the winner. We'll give away a prize pack to three winners from Sawmill Catering. Some prize packs in terms of full meal deal for two people for the best limerick. So we will have those winners probably announced just before the end of the show, probably in about 40 minutes or so. But right now we're talking about chocolate. One of my favorite topics of all time. I love how
Let's face it, there's an addiction here. So let's not just say favorite.
I love how I can walk into any chocolate shop, probably in the city, and be like, hi, Stacey. They know my kind, they know what I like, just because I spend a lot of time there. However, the headline's not good for the chocolate industry. We're talking about cocoa prices, some of the highest prices they have ever been. How's that going to affect you? How's that going to affect the Easter Bunny that comes just in, 2 weeks?
Yeah, just a couple weeks away. You bet.
It's going to happen. Jacqueline Jasek, of course, from Jasek Chocolate Couture. She is a local producer here. We've talked to her in the past, and she's here to talk about what this means to her as a local business and also what this means to her customers. Good morning.
Good morning.
So help us understand why. Why are cocoa prices going up? We don't need the full, just like give us the Coles notes.
Okay, I'm going to start my 14-hour monologue right now. There are three main reasons, and it's affecting the whole world. So climate change and weather patterns are really changing. And so ultimately the supply of cacao is about 30% less than last year. So supply and demand is the biggest factor here. And we have to remember that cacao is mostly bought on the commodity market as well. So it's traded in futures. So this all started happening in October, November in 2023, this noticing that the yields are going to be much, much shorter than they have been in previous years. And demand is growing, so you can see the big gap. And so the futures back in October, November, they were worried, speculation was it would hit $4,000 a metric ton. And it actually, I checked this morning, is currently trading, or the futures are at $74.73 USD. So more than double what we were seeing last year.
And so is this going to get better or worse?
No, so this isn't getting better. This is actually probably a long-term correction. And I will argue it's actually bittersweet. All puns fully intended. Mm-hmm. I think that farmers have been paid unfairly for so long. This is actually a correction. So I've spent the last couple of weeks really trying to understand the market dynamics, how it's going to affect our business, but also where's that money going? So this price increase, who's benefiting from this? Now, the farmers right now are just as scared, I would say, as our end consumers, because their yields are much smaller than they used to be. So we have to remember, this is a commoditized product. Farmers have the opportunity to grow other crops. So if we don't pay more for our chocolate would cease to exist, right? I mean, that's very extreme. That's not going to happen. But we need to pay more, firstly, so they can make a livable wage, and so that chocolate continues to exist.
So where do you get yours from, and how is that this big increase in price going to affect your business?
For sure. So we buy specialty cacao being the bean before it's roasted. And so specialty cacao isn't traded on the commodity market, but still plays with the same dynamics as the futures market or the commodity market. Mm-hmm. So it trails a little bit behind. We're still going to be buying from them at the higher prices. Now, I want to say that these prices haven't hit yet. It's probably going to take about 6 months to really hit us as a business. So I'm trying to get ahead of it. So don't worry, the Easter Bunny this year is still bringing chocolates that are at the price that they were. It's not going to hit for a while. But it's going to affect my business. We'll have no choice but to increase the price. And I'm okay with that because based on the conversations I'm having, the majority of that money is going to hit the farmers.
But are you talking about all chocolate? We'll filter down to the farmers?
All
chocolate's going to go up, but...
Yes, all chocolate's going to go up. So in the commodity market, your Snickers bar, the confectionery side of chocolate, will be going up more. And if you look at the unit economics, for a Snickers bar, their biggest cost is actually the chocolate, whereas in my business, the biggest cost is labor. So they're going to see a massive increase on price, bigger than we will, just because of the unit economics of that piece.
We've had some conversations about coffee in the last little while. We were talking about a coffee roaster, and they go down to certain places, and they actually buy specific and make deals with specific farmers. And we often hear the ethically, ethical beans, etc. Does it work the same way for you and cacao, and how does that go?
It's identical.
Okay.
And so, yes, so we have a bean-to-bar program at JASIC, meaning we make chocolate right from the cocoa bean, but we're also a chocolatier where we buy chocolate from France that's already made, and we rework it in Sherwood Park. So both will be affected. The last two pallets I've bought of beans for the bean-to-bar side have gone up 25%. So I think our bean-to-bar side will probably be affected first in terms of price. But it's the exact same as coffee, and we do buy ethically and direct as much as possible.
Do you think consumers really need to watch out in terms of, you know, we're hearing the word scrimpflation, and then there's also another one, I can't remember what it's off.
Shrinkflation?
Shrinkflation and scrimpflation. So shrinkflation means it's the same package, but there's less in it.
Yeah.
And then scrimpflation is that maybe it's not as pure a chocolate as you thought it was, and they're replacing ingredients, 100%. Expensive ingredients, with cheaper alternatives.
Absolutely, and this is what we're going to see. So in the reading I've been doing, a lot of the bigger players in the market, you know, the Hershey's, the Mars, the big guys in the world, they'll replace the cocoa butter, which is actually the piece of the cocoa bean that's the most expensive, with hydrogenated fats like palm oil. So there will be some alternative ingredients put into your chocolate, which is happening now. It'll just be more. Which is not something we will ever do. We will charge more. And my goal is to explain why to our customers.
Yeah, and talk to them and say, this is what's going on. But they all, I think, you know, if you go into a chocolatier as opposed to picking up a Coffee Crisp or a Mars bar, you know, you're expecting something different. So you recognize it's a different business model.
It's a completely different product.
Yeah.
And so my hope with this is the farmers will make more, a livable wage, chocolate will continue to exist, mm-hmm. and that people are just more discerning on what they are buying.
That's scary.
It is scary. Yeah, I'm trying not to be too scared.
Well, the nice thing is you have customers like Stacy, who it doesn't matter if she has to mortgage the house, she will come and buy your damn chocolate. You know it.
Well, ultimately, and I always say, like, we're a business that brings joy. That's who we are, and we do it through fine chocolate. And so hopefully joy continues to exist through, you know, this change in the world.
Yeah.
All right, so we're not going to see the prices go up for a few more months yet, so maybe just before Christmas, which won't be great, but we may have to sit with these prices for a while.
For sure. We are sitting with them for a while. I met with Valrhona yesterday. I asked, when are we getting these prices and what can I expect? Like, are we talking 6%? Are we talking 30%? They're two very different scales. And they won't even give me a number because they're waiting for speculation to be over, which is probably going to take another quarter before they'll even set prices.
Okay, so watch for it, save. 4, 5, 6 months down the road.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for teeing it up for you. Did you play along with our little fun game this morning?
I thought you forgot. I was hoping you forgot about it.
Because we've been doing limericks today as we head towards St. Patrick's Day, and...
Well, I don't think your listeners have to be concerned about me winning the prize. Let's put it that way.
Well, give me your best shot. Let's hear it.
Okay. Right. There once was a coconista from Sherwood Park whose commitment to joy was her spark. With truffles in tow, off to the JPL she would go. Coco Couture would make her mark.
Oh, nicely done.
Very good. And you are heading to the JPL for the PJ party, where you're going to be demonstrating and having a bit of a tasting.
Yes, and I cannot wait.
And who's hosting that?
I am hosting
that.
Oh,
really?
I have my pajamas. We are ready to go. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Awesome. Over at the JPL. What new chocolates are you going to have for offer?
Oh, so what we're tasting is we have a new Italian road trip for the spring collection, so I'm pairing with Italian foods.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Can I?
No, there's no testosterone allowed.
I'll leave it here in the capital region then. Well, enjoy and have a safe drive when you guys get there.